in the sequence of roots of the Easters.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me here one more time. Today I shall discuss the problem which was discovered by Michael Bashar-Nitzan. He's a professor in Rice in Houston. And the question which he considered was just the following. Let's fix some number alpha between 0 and 1 and take integer numbers between 1 and n capital and consider the number n to the alpha and take fractional parts. So if we take fractional parts, then on the unit circle, this is 1, we shall have n capital points, and therefore it is natural to assume that the mean distance between these points is of order 1 over n. It's not a theorem, it does not exist, but it's just some idea which is hidden under this picture. And what he did actually was the following. So let's take the middle of the circle and consider, cut our circle here and then make the rescaling, so that we shall have the interval from minus n over 2 n over 2. And then we shall have n capital points on these intervals. And therefore, after this rescaling, the mean distance between the points will be of order of 1. Therefore, we can ask the following question. Fix some interval AB and consider the number mu n of A and B such that the next neighbor of any point here is belongs to the interval AB, and then divided by n and let n tends to infinity. And what will be the result? It is natural to assume that the result will have some density, P of U, D of U, A and B. And the question is, what will be, first of all, whether there exists this function P of U, and what is its form? Certainly, one can ask a more difficult question, what will be just the limit of finite dimensional distribution corresponding to this configuration of points. In other words, we can take just two neighbors and consider the joint probability distribution of their distances and all that. So what Bashar-Nitzan discovered, so no, randomness comes only through n capital. That's it, not no more. Alpha is fixed. Yeah. So what Bashar-Nitzan discovered was the following, that if alpha is different from 1/2, then the probability distribution which appears in this way is exponential. And another way of formulating this statement is that random field which appears as a result of this construction is Poisson random field. Also, he discovered that for alpha equal to 1/2, the result is completely different it's not Poisson, it's not exponential, and it is just very special distribution. And the problem for alpha equal to 1/2 was solved completely by Elkes and McMullen. Elkes and McMullen. And they found, in the case of alpha equal to 1/2, they found the probability distribution is a function p of u, which appears in this way. And this function has the following form. On the intervals from 0 to 1/2, it is constant. Then on the interval from 1/2 to 2, it is some it is some nice analytic function. And then after 2, it is another nice analytic function. But at this point, the function p of u has some kind of singularity, the break of the derivatives. The method which was used in this paper was the following. They just reduced the whole problem to the integration in the space of just lattices, and this probability distribution is given by some integral in this space. Yeah. Concerning the result, one can also say that since this function decays only at some power of u, then it means that this random variable does not have just moments of sufficiently high order, which seems to be strange because usually people try to find this distribution estimating the moments. And this method will not just work here. So the purpose of my talk today will be to prove the existence of this distribution. And from the argument which I shall give to you, its existence follows, but explicit expression does not follow. On the other hand, this approach, many properties of this function p of u can be just derived. But certainly such subtle properties, the fact that the density is constant on some interval, will not follow. At least we don't know at the moment how it can be derived. The approach is based on the theory of continued fractions, and I want to say a few words about the facts which will be used. Continued fractions. So let's take some number omega from the interval 0, 1. Then this number can be written as infinite continued fraction in the following way. 1 over a1 plus 1 over a2 plus and so on. 1 over ar plus and so on, where a sub r are integers greater or equal to 1. Than one, they are defined uniquely, and what we shall need is a finite continued fraction. Yes, it is 1 over a1 plus 1 over a2 plus and so on plus 1 over ar. And this continued fraction can be written as the usual rational number p sub r over q sub r. And especially important denominators q sub r, and they satisfy the following recurrent relation. Q sub r equals to a r q r minus 1 plus q r minus 2. From this formula, it follows easily that the denominator q sub r grow exponentially. And we can consider the following basic question. Suppose that we just choose some number T, capital, and we consider the test R, where R depends on T, such that Q of RT becomes, for the first time, greater or equal than T. Since it grows exponentially, that it's for some value of T, it becomes arbitrarily large. And then we can just consider the ratio Q of RT over T. And I shall need the following theorem, which was proven in our joint paper with Karina Ulcigray. She is now professor in Bristol, but when we were proving this theorem, she was a graduate student in Princeton. And the theorem which we proved was the following, that there exists a probability distribution of this ratio. In other words, if we consider the Lebesgue measure of those omega, where this ratio is a greater or equal than x, this is just most convenient notation, then the limit of this expression exists, and it is given by another density, q of u, d of u, where integral goes from x to infinity. And again, our theorem, just our proof, provided the existence of this limiting density, but not its form. And then we explained this theorem to one expert in number theory from Russia. His name is Ustinov. And he said that from the point of view of number theory, this is not a good result because does the limiting distribution exist if it can be written explicitly. And so he decided to derive the explicit form for this distribution, and he actually did this, but the formula for this distribution took half of a page. So it's not such a simple expression. Yeah. For each what? Just t tends to infinity. So this problem is just connected with the so-called renewal problem in probability theory. So this is the question. Which was considered in the probability theory in the following form. Suppose that we have a sequence of independent random variables, Q1, Q2, and so on, Cr, and then suppose that the expectation of these random variables is positive, and then we consider for each value of t the first number n of t, such that when we consider n of t, then the sum becomes greater or equal than t for the first time. And then the question is, what will be the limiting distribution of the difference? Xi1 plus and so plus Cn minus t. It's just the same problem as here, just if you consider instead of the ratio logarithm, then it will be just the same problem. And for sequences of independent random variables, there exists an extensive literature which studies this question under various conditions of the distribution of Xi. So, in a sense, this is just a well-known problem. So, this is some kind of introduction to what we shall have, and you will see how this renewal problem appears in this case. So let's consider, let's fix a number integer number k between 1 and n, which is less than n, and let's consider number x, which is between 0 and 1, and actually x will be of the form p over 2n, where p is an integer. And then we consider the following number n of kx, which is just integer part of k plus x square. Integer part is just means that we consider k plus x square minus fractional part. A fractional part of k plus x square just appears if we just write k square plus 2x plus x square, but k square is an integer. Therefore, we have here minus 2kx plus x square. And then let me prove the following lemma. Every integer n between just, I just forgot to make some small change. So, I must make a small change here. So the numbers n, which we shall consider now, will be just, now this is all correct, but n, which we shall consider, will be between 1 and n square. It is slightly more convenient to consider. So every integer n between 1 and n square can be represented as some number of nkx. Every number n can be represented as integer part of k plus x squared. No, so far I did not make any mistake. So, but it can certainly happen that some numbers n can be represented in the form of nkx in several ways. In other words, to some numbers n, they correspond several numbers nkx. So the proof of this statement goes in the following way. So let's consider the difference k plus x square minus k plus x minus 1 over 2n square. So we consider just some number and subtract the next just number. Just take x, which is just by 1 over 2n smaller. And then if we subtract it, then we shall have 1 over 2n, 2k plus 2x minus 1 over 2n, and this product is less than 1. So it means that if we take two neighboring points, then the distance between them is just less or equal than 1. And this gives the result. Why it is so? Because assume that some number n small cannot be represented in this form. So what does it mean? It means that if we consider the interval n and n plus 1, then all numbers just k plus x square are either less than n or greater than n plus 1. Right? This is just corollary of this assumption. But therefore, it means that if we consider this point and this point, then the distance between them is greater than 1. But we just make the calculations which show that the distance between the neighbors is less than 1. Okay, that's good. Then let's consider, so using this expression, let's consider square root of n kx. nkx is given by this expression. We can take out of the bracket k plus x square, subtract, and then take square root, and then it will be k plus x, just 1 minus fractional part 2kx plus x square over k plus x square. And then it is just equals to k plus x minus 2kx plus x square minus k plus x. So now if we take fractional part nkx, then we immediately see that this is x minus fractional part 2kx plus x square over k plus x. So k just takes the values of order of n. Therefore, this ratio just is of order 1 over n. And this formula shows that this fractional part for given x lies to the left of x in a neighborhood of order 1 over n. And since the number of points, this is the number of x is of order of n, then the number of points inside this neighborhood is also of order of n. Therefore, typical distances between points here are of order 1 over n squared. And I want to write down the explicit formula for each point here, which will give me just the nearest neighbor. So later I shall make some number of calculations, and in this calculation there will appear some remainder term, which I shall denote by letter delta. They can be easily estimated and don't just make in any influence of the calculation, but I shall not estimate them. So now I just want to consider square root of n k1x minus square root of n k2x. So just assume that x is the same, and for point k2, for the point which is given by k2 and x, I want to find its just nearest neighbor to the which is to the right of this point, so that this distance is of order 1 over n squared. So before any just argument, this distance was 1 over n, and if I take one of points here, I want to find the nearest neighbors. And the distance to this nearest neighbors is of order 1 over n squared. And you will see how this can be done. So let's denote by y1 is just k1 plus x y2 is k2 plus x, and then this difference is actually equals to, we shall, so we have this formula for this fractional part, so k plus x is y, so this, it is just x minus 2kx plus x squared over y1 minus x plus 2k plus, so this 2k1 plus 2k2 plus x squared over y2 minus plus x. So this term disappears, and we have, this term and this term disappear, and we have the difference of these two terms. So the first thing which we shall do is just to take out of the brackets 1 over y2. So it is just y over 1, 2, and then, so y1 over y2. No, maybe just y1, doesn't matter actually. And then it will be just y1 over y2, the fractional part, 2k2x, that should be also x, 2k2x plus x squared minus 2k1x plus x squared. And as I said before, I neglect by all remainder term which appear here. So y1, just y1 is just k1 plus x. Y2 is k2 plus x. Therefore, y1 minus y2, that can be written y1 over y2. It is just y1 minus y2 over y2 plus 1. And then, since x is the same, then it is just k1 minus k2 over k2 plus x. And plus 2 plus 1. And then let us just substitute this expression here. And what we shall have, it is just 1 over y1. And then here it will be just 2 k2 x plus x squared minus 2 k1 x plus x squared, and then plus k1 minus k2 over k2 plus x multiplied by 2 k2 x plus x squared. And then the last rewriting, I'm sorry for calculations, but in number theory, as many people do this. So just, it's just 1 over y1, and here I just write it that it is fractional part 2, k2 minus k1 x plus x squared, I'm sorry, plus 2 k1 x plus x squared minus 2 k1x plus x squared. And then plus this term, k1 minus k2 over k2 plus x. So what is the interpretation of this difference? Let's consider the rotation of the circle by the angle, I just remove all this. So let's consider the rotation by the circle, which we denote by R0, by the angle 2x by the angle 2x. So r0 to some power m of just some number z is just z plus m times 2 plus 2x modulo 1. This is the formula for the rotation. Then what is this? We take initial point 2k1x plus x squared. We apply the rotation by the number of steps k2 minus k1 by the angle 2x and subtract initial point. Therefore, this is the displacement of initial point when we apply our rotation, the number of steps equals to k2 minus k1. But it follows just from the property of rotation. So rotation is just homogeneous transformation that it does not depend on these two terms. We can consider the rotation beginning with any point and consider its displacement after this number of points. In particular, we can take just the initial point equals to 0, and then we can rewrite it as just 1 over y1, and then r 0 to k1 minus k2 applied to the point 0. Yeah? Some question, no? I'm sorry. This one. This two? No. Yes, thank you. You mean this one? No, the very top. Ah. So just n kx equals to k plus x squared minus fractional part of k plus x squared. It's the definition. Then when we consider square root, we just take k plus x squared out of the brackets. Then we shall have just 1 minus fractional part of k plus x squared over k plus x squared. Mm-hmm. And then out of the brackets we have k plus
1 minus should be
power 1 plus. 1 minus, here. Mm-hmm. It should be, that's good. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. This should be just minus 1/2. But when we just, then just this term is of order of 1, and k is of order of n capital. Therefore, when we write down 1/2, then the right expression for this will be k plus x minus 2 over k plus x. Because when we make the expansion, then it will be 1/2 k plus x squared, and we multiply it by k plus x. Yeah. So just the mistake was that I didn't write here too. Then plus the remainder term, which I don't write. Yeah. Yeah. So something. Yeah. No, in principle, I must write it, and I must estimate it. But this is just very straightforward, so it does not change the main line. So there are remainder terms, but they are just terms of higher order of smallness compared to the main term. This is why I don't write them. For example, if here the remainder term appears from this formula, if in the expansion we write the next term of order k plus x to the 4. When we multiply it by k plus x, it will be k plus x to the cube. And this is just sufficiently small. But let's return back to this expression. Then we wrote that this formula is just r k minus 1 minus k2 applied to the initial points here, and then plus k1 minus k2 over k1 plus, k2 plus x times fractional part 2k1x plus x squared. But what is this? This fractional part is a number of order 1. This is of order n. Therefore, this ratio is of order 1 over n. Therefore, the whole expression can be considered as a rotation, not by the angle 2x, but 2x plus this ratio. Therefore, I just introduce the new rotation, R1 of omega is just omega plus 2x plus fractional part 2k1x plus x squared over k2 plus x. And then the result of our calculation says the following, that the nearest neighbor can come from such a value k1 minus k2, for which the ratio 1 over a1 and then r1 of k1 k2 minus k1 of 0, and this number should be the smallest. So, but this number can be just described with the help of continuous fraction. Just we consider the rotation of the point zero under the action, the number of steps k2 minus k1, and then k2 minus k1. So assume that k2 is greater than k1. Then this difference is of order of n. And we know the bounds for this difference because we know that k1 and k2 are just of order of n. Therefore, within the allowed interval of values of this difference, we must find the difference k2 minus k1 such that this expression will be the smallest. But this is exactly the moment of time, which is just... So we just take k2 minus k1 to be some integer m, so that if we consider this rotation, then k2 minus k1 will be the denominator of continuous fraction corresponding to this number with some, so it will be just q of m. And then this expression is of order, in a typical situation, is of order 1 over m. Therefore, if we just consider r1 k2 minus k1 times o and times m, then from the theorem which I mentioned before of Karina Lutzenkrein and myself, it follows that this product has a limiting distribution as just n capital tends to infinity. And therefore, the whole expression, which is here, just also has a limiting distribution because 1 over y1 is just 1 over k1 up to some remainder term. And then we have just a limiting distribution as a limiting distribution of the product of two, as a distribution of products of two random variables, each of them has this unlimiting distribution. I must say that this proof in the tight form has 7 pages, but the paper by McMullen and Elkis, this part of the proof has more than 20 pages. It is slightly shorter. So now, certainly the question is how to expand this technique to different values of alpha. The results which we have at the moment are not so, there are not so many results. Certainly, the question which can be considered is 1 over S, alpha equals to 1 over S, where S is an integer, and graduate student from Princeton with a very popular name, Vinogradov, has some results for just S equal to 1/3. This is the next case which can be considered. And in this case, if we do the same calculations, then the problem which we just encounter in estimating similar, in estimating expression of similar distance can be reduced to the following question. So just 3k2 square x plus 3k2 x plus x cube minus 3k1 square x plus 3k1 x square plus x cube, where as before k1 and k2 are just of order of n capital. It's x square. Yes. And this is certainly much more difficult expression. Just after some simple transformation, we can just do, we can reduce it to the following question. It is 3k1 square x plus 3k1 x square plus x cube plus 3k2 square minus k1 square times x plus 3k2 minus k1 x square minus 3k1 square plus 3k1 x plus 3k1 x square plus x cube. And so we, the Vinogradov and also I, could not derive explicit formula for the value of x for which this difference takes the smallest value. The result which was proven so far just says the following, that you remember I constructed for you this random field which can be constructed for any alpha. It can be constructed also in the case of alpha equals to 1/3, and Vinogradov proved the existence of the first two moments. The first two moments means that if we consider an interval AB and ask the number of, just ask the following question. Let's take the interval AB and consider the number of random variables, the number of points of our set which is inside this interval AB. And then we just consider the shift of this interval from 0 to the end n cube, and then just take the ratio. So his theorem says that there exists the expectation for this number, the mean number of points. And also, there exists the second moment, in the sense that if we consider two intervals and consider the second moment, so A plus C, B plus C, consider the product of these random variables for any value of C, and again make the average over all this pair of moments, then there exists the limit of this expression. But I just want to say that in general, it is a very difficult question, and we don't know how to prove the existence of the distribution corresponding to any number of intervals. Okay, I think I shall stop a little bit earlier today, but next time will be just a lecture from fluid dynamics, and presumably it will be longer than 1 hour. Yeah, it's numeric. He believes that he can prove that it is Poisson, but so far. That it's expected, according to Poisson's calculations, that it should be Poisson, but it's not proven. So no, first of all, it's not the situation where Berry conjecture can be applied. Yeah. So, I don't believe that there is Poisson distribution. I just believe that there are probability distributions which have some number of moments which coincide with just Poisson, but in general, the distribution is not Poisson. This is my belief. Yeah, it's numerical result. I don't believe numerics in this problem. Let me give you one more example. So I did not mention this, but it's worthwhile to say that these problems are very closely connected to many problems in quantum chaos. So the problem which was considered in this connection in the paper by John Liebowitz and his co-author was the following. Let's take a circle of radius R. This is a very good circle, by the way. Yeah. And assume that R is just random, with a uniform distribution on the interval, and then the center of the circle is also random. To say this has uniform distribution inside the unit square centrum of zero. And then let's consider just the strip between two circles. One has a radius R, another is R plus 1 plus C over R. So the reason why we take this radius is the fact that if we consider this strip between these two circles, then the area of the strip is of order of 1 and doesn't depend on R capital. And therefore, we can ask, What is the distribution of the number of integer points inside the strip as a function of the centrum and of R? And just many people, including Berry, believe that this distribution is Poisson. And there were just numerical studies which just showed that if you consider the moments of this distribution with maybe sixth digit after the comma, or just maybe even more, then these are Poissonian moments with this high precision. But I don't think that this is true. I think that this is only numeric. In this problem, there appear the distribution which, just as I said before, has the number of moments, has the number of moments coinciding with Poisson moments, but in general, it's not Poisson. It doesn't have enough parameters. Poisson distribution must have infinitely many random parameters, but this one does not. No, it's not a proof, it's conjecture.
No. But all his conjectures could be wrong.
Really? Does he know about this?
No, at least my Wildberry conjecture, he made so many mistakes, and then it was completely wrong.
Does he know about this?
I'm not sure.
No, why didn't you tell him about this? Certainly.
Okay, well, it's not the second picture yet. Okay, the third lecture tomorrow, okay, there it is. Well.
Yeah.
Why don't you look at the number of points in a small interval, but also to take care of, because when you take number of points, you also can average the spectrum rotations.
Yes.
With additional average of spectrum rotation, maybe two.
No, not enough parameters for Poisson. Yes. You see, the distribution, if you take this big interval. Yeah. Нет, не, ну,
а можно так посчитать распределение этого Махмана?
Да как, оно явное?
Можно вот такие.
Я думаю, что Бошен Ницан увидел, что при альфа-равном одна пара получается очень сложное распределение. И только Макмалан и... Да. Нет, максимум, что мы можем, это... Даже там, когда это плотность константа, мы это... Это отличнее, так.